за дальнім небосхилом, де громи ревуть, їдуть хлопці наші милі у далеку путь. Гей, 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 дорога дальня, гей, 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 сльоза прощальна покотилась дівчині з очей.
Opening our program tonight, Band Bells from Ukraine with Dobhe Shlyakh, The Long Path. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння, на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. З вами Павліна. Добрий вечір and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Павліна. On today's program, Jean Berezovsky of Ukraine War Amps will give us another update of the work that they're doing with Ukrainian veterans and defenders of Ukraine, as well as a special award they just received, one of many. As well, Passover is coming up, so we've got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage taking a look at how Ukraine's Jewish community is celebrating Passover this year. As well, the news from Ukraine, our usual proverb of the week, and other items of interest. And of course, great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, popular Ukrainian singer Max Barskich with Soldier.
Sleepless night. The hardest days, we still hold our ground. I guess I know what it will take to keep us safe and sound. People falling down like teardrops. Democracy and freedom have a high cost. We rise from the ground, we will stand tall. And I just came to realize I'm a soldier, no time to sleep. On the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in the freedom land. For the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, you can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. still are gone, but they went with pride, defending our homes and protecting lives. Through the smoke and dust, we always charged ahead with weapons in hand. Yeah, we battle for peace, for a future bright. In the hardest day, we fight for life. Our scars are deep, but our spirits soar. We still stand tall. I'm a soldier, no time to sleep. On the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in a freedom land. For the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, we can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. My people, we fight for our home.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 60 years. Since 1963, the Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit www.shevchenkofoundation.ca.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our in-depth interviews on the Nash Volos YouTube channel with Canadian and Ukrainian politicians, experts, and artists. Find the link in the podcast show notes or simply search Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio on YouTube. Enhance your Ukrainian culture journey with Nash Volos.
Another popular contemporary Ukrainian singer, Jerry Heil, with Kozatskomu Rodu, Kozak Nation. Ukraine War Amps is a Toronto-based nonprofit organization that has been helping wounded Ukrainian veterans and the families of the fallen in Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine since 2014. Jean Berezovsky of Ukraine War Amps has been keeping us here at Nash Holos updated on their various campaigns to help Ukrainian defenders and survivors of this brutal war. Jean joins us now by phone from Toronto to tell us about their latest campaign and how you can help, and also about a special recognition they recently received for their work. Jean, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jean, since we last spoke back in January, you and John and all the volunteers at Ukraine War Amps have been working nonstop, as you have for the last 10 years. At last January, you told us about your campaign to buy shoes for children in need in Mariinka and Slovyansk. Can you give us an update on that and then tell us about your latest campaign?
Thank you for your question, first of all. It's actually an honor for me to be here with you guys and talking about our campaigns. And back in the winter, it was our second campaign. The first one was in the fall 2023. And in the winter 2024, we collected funds and we purchased shoes for elderly people and children evacuated from the front line, cities like or towns like Mariinka, for example. And the campaign was a success. It full time we supported about 450 children.
Oh.
In winter time, we been able to purchase shoes for about 300 people. Mm. So that's for us, it's a very, very good outcome, and a lot of people been helped. And it's also important to understand those people we are helping to. It's not like you and me sitting in their homes and just waiting for shoes to arrive. Those people who are refugees, internal refugees, who left their homes with one small backpack, you know, like if you go on a plane with carry-on, that's the maximum size. If they were lucky, if they had time and ability to pack it up.
Yeah.
But many of them were rescued from their basement, and there was nothing left on the first and second floors, for instance. So those are people who actually live all over Ukraine nowadays, and you know, like those who lived in a village, they kissed their cows, they said farewell to all their chicken and stuff, and so they actually left without any.
Oh.
That's I just want to, you know, just a little bit bring the picture in. It's not just like I can get a pair of shoes for Christmas. No, it's something more basic. It's essentially supplies that they don't have access to all this stuff. They also have no funds, essentially, too.
Yeah, imagine leaving your pets and your livestock and your whole home.
Our representative in Ukraine, Oksana, she's doing a great job. She's buying boxes and boxes. And also people we're helping to, we've been, you know, we are 10-year-old almost by now, and we've been in touch with those people for years and years.
Mm.
So we help many of them. We help to evacuate. We ask other volunteers to go into basements and find these people and bring them out and evacuate into safety. So we have a long-lasting relationship, and that's how, essentially, we got down to this project for this need. And essentially, now we are in the spring, and we're trying to do the same type of work again.
Mm-hmm.
And our current campaign now for this month is we're trying to collect funds, and we're trying to assist again. Because we're talking mostly about children, you know, wintertime issues now, like Ukraine getting into summer and spring, so it's different. And price we are getting shoes at is very kind of symbolic. It's $5 to $7. So essentially, you know, if anyone donates $20, it's probably 3-4 pairs of shoes.
Oh.
So it's just telling you that even a little support is very significant. And we usually pay in $5 going to Starbucks, you know.
Yeah, wow. So $50 donation will get 10 pairs of shoes?
Correct.
Wow.
Okay. Exactly.
That, yeah, wow. And is it what areas are you working in Ukraine?
As I mentioned to you, what happened, I'm not sure you remember, in 2021, we organized a big Shevchenko reading to mark the 30th anniversary of Ukraine independence.
Yes.
And if you remember those days, which is actually 2.5 years ago, among contestors were kids from Mariinka, other parts of Ukraine, but a lot of them actually been from the Donbas, the Donetsk region, and Mariinka, for instance. So all these families, wherever left alive, were evacuated, and some even, you know, in Europe nowadays, but some spread all over Ukraine, mostly in Kyiv area and Zhytomyr area.
Mm-hmm.
But, and many of them eventually came back to Slovyansk and closer to their place of origin, because not everyone could find a good place to live in other parts of Ukraine. So some of them still in around Slovyansk or in Slovyansk. So we go in there, Oksana is going there and delivers the aid. But essentially, yeah, it's either east of Ukraine or Kyiv, Zhytomyr area.
Okay. Yeah, where all the tragedy and horrors are happening. Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah, it's still a lot of people who actually live in that area in proximity to the front line.
Yeah. And they're in danger all the time. Yeah. Gene, it's wonderful what you're doing. You know, it seems like not very much, but I'm sure that it really means a lot to the people there. And you need shoes for sure. You've done so many other things, and you know, we don't have time to go into all of them now. Your work has not gone unnoticed by Ukraine's military and officials. You've just received a medal from the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, and it's not your first. So tell us about all that.
Yeah, it's not our first. It's our community has about 7 medals, and this recent one from Commander-in-Chief, and this is for, in Ukrainian, it said Sprianya Vitku, which is help or support for the army.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually to commemorate that part of work we do to help Ukrainian defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing, you know, one of our projects we always been doing. We called Ukraine War Amps, and we actually been helping to veterans of the war since 2014. So we are very connected to our defenders, and we used to help mostly wounded guys, but nowadays we also send in parcels of basic food to the front line. We actually do, you know, like I did myself. I went to Costco and I bought boxes and boxes of thermal socks.
Uh-huh.
And they are very warm, and that's what much needed. Every winter, every fall, we're doing that to ship it down to Ukraine. And, you know, our soldiers just lining up to get this stuff.
Wow.
And again, you can buy for $20, you buy like 5 pairs or 4 pairs of those winter socks, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that helping a whole lot. So we do stuff like that, and we always been helping. We are Ukraine WAMs after all, and you know, one of our most staple program is Adopt a Soldier.
Right. Yeah, you started out with that. And so these...
That's how we started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this, you've got, this is your 8th medal or 7th medal?
I would say seven, yeah. Not mine. It belongs to our community, to everyone. It belongs, as I mentioned to you, it's yours and your listeners. We all took part in it, and we did it together. And I mean it.
Well, I'd like to thank all the listeners who have donated, all Nash Holos listeners who've donated to Ukraine War Amps and participated in your programs. It's very heartwarming to me personally to know that, people have been touched by your story enough to help, and that they are making that connection with Ukrainian defenders. And it really is heartwarming. So thank you to all the listeners for the donations that you've made. And I hate to ask again.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I hate to ask again, but they need to keep coming, because there's still so much need over there.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, the war is going on, and our support is much needed. Unfortunately, the war is going on, but I would say we are fortunate and honored that we can, from comfort of our homes, we can still help.
Yeah, because sometimes you just feel so helpless. We're here, in a gilded cage compared to, people in Ukraine, and we wonder, what can we do to help? And certainly this is, $10, $15, $20, donation will get tons of shoes to kids, food, all kinds of things that we take for granted here that are in plentiful supply. And, energy is the whole energy infrastructure in Ukraine is being bombed out of existence, and it's quite dire over there. So, Jean, thank you so much for the work you're doing. And what else can we tell listeners? I guess tune into the Nash Holos YouTube channel. You'll see the medal. You're going to show Anton the medal that you received.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you can put a face to a name here. Anton Lysenko of Victoria will be conducting an interview with Jean on YouTube. It'll be a video interview, so you'll be able to see Jean, see the some of the things that he's doing, some of the videos that he's recorded of people that Ukraine War Amps have helped, and all kinds of things. And he'll be speaking more in depth as well. So check out the Nash Holos YouTube channel. In the meantime, thank you, Jean, for joining us here to give us a brief update on what's going on. And again, how can people find you and help?
Ukraine War Amps. We are on Facebook with daily updates. Check it out. Ukraine War Amps. We have a page on Facebook. Daily updates. Instagram, updating all the time. Ukraine War Amps. Twitter, Ukraine War Amps. If anyone want to write us an email, we are at ukrainewaramps@gmail.com. Ukrainewaramps altogether at gmail.com. And obviously, any donation towards the shoe campaign could be done through PayPal or e-transfer if you are in Canada. And just use our email as a beneficiary, ukrainewaramps@gmail.com.
Okay.
Website is as well, ukrainewaramps.ca for Canada.
ukrainewaramps.ca. Okay, thank you so much, Jean. Congratulations on the medals and on all the good and the good work that you're doing, and the community that you're building in particular. You've been just phenomenal at continuing to keep in touch with us here, keep us updated, and then just beyond, on social media and everywhere. The community that you're creating, the connection you're creating with Canadians, Americans, and others with Ukraine, and creating a means for us to help. So thank you, Jean, for that.
Thank you, Paulette. Thank you, Nash Holos and listeners and community. That's really very important to voice out what we are doing, and your support is really heartwarming. Thank you, Polina, and Slava Ukraini.
Heroim Slava. Up next, the wildly popular, wild and crazy group from Ukraine called Madheads is in Canada on tour and are coming to the West Coast. Anton Lysenko will be catching up with them for an interview on our Nash Holos YouTube channel, so make sure to check that out. In the meantime, here they are in collaboration with a group called Medial Banana, which is they dub themselves as a reggae rock group from Bratislava in Slovakia. And here they are with a song that they've done in collaboration with many other groups because it is a universal theme. The song is called No More War.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace, happy the peace.
You must see man, you want no Rambo. If he take over control, madman in bank, I don't know. Lay down your arms and go home. Ram pa 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 me ra ta 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 ta. Why you pressure youth with the crazy set propaganda? Skrrr. Ra pa 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 pa. Until war a come, everybody's a top shotter.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more. We want no war. We want the peace, happy in a peace. Say no more. We want no war. We want the peace, happy in a peace.
Дуже любимо ми мир, не навистана війна. Миру Європі, Україна вільна. Миру Маріуполі, курортний сезон. Донецьк, футбол і повний стадіон. Буча, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня. Буча, радісне місто, а в Криму лунає українська пісня.
Рам-па-па-пам, ра-та-та-та-та-та. Знов прийшло до нас у хату, це не можна так лишати. Скр, ра-та-та-та-та-та. Фільмі люди ж сильні, разом треба зло перемагати.
United we are much stronger. Divided we are so weak. These days better be aware what you believe.
Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east. Say no more, we want no war. We want the peace up in the east.
Now there no peace in the family, there no peace in the land. If you get your quarrels, now we have to stand as one. If we find the oppressor, cause there's no place for run. We want to see the future, free with a tongue with sun. Ram pa 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 me ra pa 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 pa. If we win this higher war, like nothing else a matter. Skrrr. Ra pa 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 pa. Everybody a go suffer, cause of the bank of granddada.
United we are much stronger.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina.
Вітаю! Це Антон Лисенко. Підписуйтеся на YouTube-канал «Радіо Наш Голос». Для вас ми запрошуємо у нашу студію відомих канадських та українських експертів, політиків та культурних діячів. Ми говоримо про реалії сьогодення та аналізуємо події, що минули. «Наш Голос» – радіо українського коріння.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, discovering unknown and untold stories from the past and present of Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage. Passover commemorates the exodus of Jews from Egypt over 3,000 years ago. The timeless and universal message of this holiday is that slaves can go free and the future can be better than the present. Passover, or Pesach, as it is called in Hebrew, is truly a festival of freedom. Passover begins in the middle of the Hebrew month of Nisan, the first month on the Jewish liturgical calendar. It lasts for 7 days in Israel, 8 in the diaspora. On the Gregorian calendar, Passover generally corresponds with late March or early April. This year, 2024, Passover begins on April 22nd at sundown and ends at sundown on April 30th. Passover is also known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In preparing for Pesach, Jews clean their homes and vehicles, removing every trace of leaven, or chametz in Hebrew. This act symbolizes the haste with which the Jews left Egypt. They did not even have time to let the bread rise. The eating of unleavened bread, called matzo, during this time, carries very important symbolism for Jews. The scrupulous ritual avoidance of impurity, symbolized by leavening, helps them to observe the proper spirit of this festival. In the 20th century, Jews in the former Soviet Union considered living in the Soviet Empire of Evil the same as living in slavery in Egypt. In Soviet Ukraine, as elsewhere in the Soviet Union, it was extremely difficult, even dangerous, to keep kosher. One of the biggest challenges for Soviet Jews was buying matzo for Passover. Initially, the Soviet state tolerated the baking and selling of matzo. But as religious repression grew, that tolerance didn't last. Afraid of being caught by the KGB buying the forbidden matzo, Jews began to establish secret matzo bakeries in private homes. Hand-built brick ovens, heated by wood, operated during the night. Every morning, the ovens were thoroughly cleaned to remove any evidence of matzo baking from suspicious KGB eyes. The distribution of matzo was equally dangerous. It was not unheard of for Jews to be arrested and sentenced to hard labor in prison camps for the crime of baking or transporting matzo. Even in the last years of communism, during Glasnost, matzo was still packed in cartons labeled as butter or other food products to disguise them during transport. Pesach is one of the most important holidays for religious Jews, and even for less observant Jews. So in Soviet Ukraine, Jews observed Passover as best they could, very carefully. For example, the first and second Pesach seders, or dinners, were for families only. No strangers were ever invited for fear of inadvertently letting in a KGB informer. To do so was to risk prison or worse. After the collapse of communism, life improved considerably for Jews in Ukraine, although there has been some reversal in those improvements in recent years. Since 2014, Russia's war on Ukraine has brought extreme hardship to Jews and non-Jews alike, now more than ever. COVID-19 added to those difficulties, providing poignant parallels to the privations endured by generations of Jews who lived in previous repressive eras. This year, few of Ukraine's Jews imagined that they would mark their Passover Festival of Freedom for the third year in a row amidst the hardship of war, including the threat of power blackouts due to Russia's incessant bombing of Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. Yet, they are determined to keep one of Judaism's most sacred traditions alive under siege. Many Jews in Ukraine will undoubtedly spend Passover in shelters. Still, Chabad rabbis plan to hold public seders in Ukraine's 41 biggest cities, which are expected to draw 20,000 Jews. Generators will keep the lights on for Seder night in case of a power shortage. Crates of ritual Passover foods are being distributed at points near major synagogues. Children in Jewish communities have been participating in matzah baking sessions at Jewish schools. President Volodymyr Zelensky paid a historic visit to a Jewish school in Kyiv, located in a bomb shelter, for a model Passover Seder. There, the students told the president about the rituals and significance of Passover and shared their personal war stories. The chair of the Federation of Jewish Communities of Ukraine, Rabbi Meyer Stambler, gave Zelensky a copy of the first Passover Haggadah translated into Ukrainian. The Haggadah is a liturgical guidebook for the Passover Seder meal. It contains ancient texts dating back to biblical times and the Talmudic era. The new Ukrainian language translation symbolizes the efforts of many Ukrainian Jews to switch from Russian to the state language as an act of national affirmation and defiance against Russia. It also contains prayers for the Ukrainian army and memories from the Soviet era when baking matzo was forbidden. President Zelensky drew a historical parallel between ancient Egypt and modern Russia. He praised the Chabad rabbis and emissaries who refused to leave Ukraine after the start of the war, thanking them and the entire Jewish community for supporting Ukraine in the fight for freedom. Despite celebrating in shelters due to war, he expressed hope for miracles in Ukraine and in Israel, a reference perhaps to the cherished Passover Seder saying among Jews in the former Soviet Union, next year in Jerusalem. This saying was a powerful reminder of their connection to their heritage and their aspirations for a better tomorrow. This is Pavlina wishing our Jewish listeners a kosher and joyous Passover. Chag Pesach Sameach. And until next time, Shalom. Join us again soon for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go down. Let
my people go.
My people go, my people.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go till our south go down. Moses, way down in Egypt, land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Smite your fist bone dead.
Let my people go.
Cause the Lord said, go down,
Moses,
way down in Egypt land. Hello, Pharaoh.
Let my people, to let my people,
to let my people
go.
A Ukrainian a cappella group called Brevis with a classic Passover song, Go Down Moses, Vidpuste Narod. And earlier you heard Abigail's Hora, that was Jewish dancing in the woods for Passover. Okay, so we're going to switch gears completely now, bringing it back home to Canada and Edmonton. And here is Millennia, with a song from their most recent album, Bud Mohe, and kind of channeling the Beach Boys a little bit, Dana Dana Hey.
Як поїхав молдаван, ліс по дрова, по бур'ян, ой, Дана 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 Гей. Бур'яну він не привіз, поломався в нього віз, ой, Дана 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 Гей. Бур'яну він не привіз, поломався в нього віз, ой, Дана 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 Гей. Привіз фуру молодець, ой, Дана, 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 гей. По дві гривні всім давав, всіх по черзі цілував, ой, Дана, 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 гей. По дві гривні всім давав, всіх по черзі цілував, ой, Дана, 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 гей.
Ой, Дана, Дана.
Гроші в руках несе, ой, Дана, 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 гей. Чоловік попа веде, всі гроші в руках несе, ой, Дана, 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 гей.
Hey, Dana, Dana, hey, Dana, hey.
ходи, ходи, Орисю, на гору, на лиску. Не ходи, ходи, Орисю, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Бо на горі на листі туман над ярами. Бо на горі на листі чорти з відьмаками. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Чорнороги, круторогі, очі як лещата. Жінка в нього чорна жаба, бридка та вусата. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. От такі жінки в кінцарстві гвайні молодиці. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. От такі жінки в кінцарстві гвайні молодиці. Чорт зубатий та багатий, хоч кльову дівку. Може їй платити златом та водить до шинку. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на приниця. Ой, гойдріці, дріці, ой, гойдріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на принця. Лай, лай, ла, 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 ла.
And the wildly popular group that's been around for quite a while now in Ukraine, Mandre, with Oresia. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. As of April 18th, the death toll of the Russian missile attack on the city of Chernihiv has risen to 18, the State Emergency Service reported. In addition, 78 people, including 4 children, were injured. Russian forces launched a missile attack on Chernihiv on the morning of April 17th at around 9 a.m. local time. An 8-story building was destroyed, while 4 high-rise buildings, a hospital, a higher education institution, and dozens of cars were damaged. Chernihiv Oblast is located on Ukraine's northern border with Russia and was partially occupied at the beginning of Russia's full-scale war in February 2022. Russian forces withdrew from Chernihiv Oblast in April 2022, but due to its proximity to the border, the region has been attacked since on a near-daily basis. Scheduled blackouts were introduced in Kharkiv, Dnipropetrovsk, and Donetsk oblasts after recent Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, the Energy Ministry reported on April 18th. The schedules were implemented for all Kharkiv Oblast residents, while in Donetsk Oblast and the city of Kryvyi Rih in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast, restrictions were imposed at industrial facilities. Russia has recently intensified its missile and drone strikes against Ukraine's critical infrastructure, destroying several thermal power plants across the country, including the Tripilia plant, the main electricity supplier to Kyiv, Zhytomyr, and Cherkasy oblasts. The damages from the recent strikes led to blackouts in several Ukrainian settlements, including Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. In some regions, restrictions were implemented for households and industrial consumers to reduce electricity usage. Ukraine's energy ministry also called on the citizens to reduce electricity usage in the evening hours from 7 to 10 p.m. Ukrainian forces downed 13, or all, of the Russian drones launched overnight on April 18th, Air Force Commander Mykola Oleschuk reported. The drones were intercepted by Ukrainian anti-aircraft units and mobile fire groups in Kherson, Dnipropetrovsk, Poltava, Vinnytsia, Khmelnytsky, Ternopil, and Ivano-Frankivsk oblasts, according to the Air Force. Russia launched 13 Shahid drones from its positions in Cape Shada in Russian-occupied Crimea and the port town of Primorsko-Akhtarsk, located on the coast of the Sea of Azov. Explosions were reported in the regional centers of Khmelnytsky and Ivano-Frankivsk. Ivano-Frankivsk Governor Svetlana Onishchuk said Russia also targeted critical infrastructure overnight on April 18th. No damages or casualties were recorded. Drone attacks are a daily occurrence in Ukraine, affecting various regions across the country. Russian forces continue to attack civilian areas far from the front line, with the recent series of intense bombardments targeting energy infrastructure in an apparent aim to cause widespread damage to Ukraine's grid. Ukraine destroyed several units of military equipment in an attack on a Russian military airfield in Jankoi in occupied Crimea on April 17th, Ukraine's military intelligence, HUR, reported. On April 18th, HUR said that Ukrainian forces had destroyed four S-400 launchers, three radar stations, a command post for air defense operations, and airspace surveillance equipment, Fundament M, in the attack. The total number of Russian military equipment, aircraft, and military personnel losses is still being determined. Explosions were reported near the airfield in the early hours of April 17th, with local telegram channels publishing footage of a large-scale fire. Later the same day, President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that Ukrainian forces had carried out the attack. The local partisan group Etesh also claimed that the attack had hit Russian military equipment as well as the command post. In recent months, Ukraine has intensified its attacks on occupied Crimea, targeting Russian military assets in and around the Black Sea. Ukrainian forces on April 15th carried out a missile attack on a command post in Crimea where top Russian officers were deployed, according to a military intelligence source. Ukraine's security service, SBU, attacked a Russian modernized Nebo-U long-range radar system in Russia's Bryansk Oblast, a source at SBU said on April 16th. The Nebo-U system was reportedly capable of monitoring the sky 700 kilometers deep into Ukraine, which helped Russian troops detect Ukrainian weapons and support fighter jets dropping guided aerial bombs. The complex has an estimated price tag of around $100 million. It was hit with seven kamikaze drones and is no longer operational, according to the source. Thanks to the destruction of this radar, the enemy has fewer opportunities to detect air targets along Ukraine's northern border. Russia's radar blindness will help our troops to conduct reconnaissance, launch drones, and use army aviation in this area more efficiently, the source said. This is the second Nebo-U system destroyed by Ukraine. The first one was targeted in Belgorod Oblast in Russia, according to SBU. Other high-value Russian targets recently struck by Ukraine include the Russian Kasta 2E2 radar system, destroyed near occupied Berdyansk in Zaporizhia Oblast. Ukraine's defense industry is on track to produce 10 Bohdana howitzers this month, President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on April 18th. The Bohdana is a domestically designed and produced self-propelled artillery system mounted on a six-wheeled truck chassis. The highly mobile unit can fire NATO standard 155mm shells at a rate of up to 5 per minute. The increasing number of Bohdanas being produced by Ukraine is part of a wider effort to ramp up domestic weapons production amid rising uncertainty surrounding military aid from the U.S. The share of our own production is constantly increasing, Zelensky said in a post on Telegram. The state signed serious, long-term contracts with our enterprises, which provide predictability, the ability to employ people, and attract investment. In late December last year, Zelensky said Ukraine had tripled its domestic production of equipment and weapons in 2023 compared to the year before. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 456,960 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on April 18th. This number includes 910 casualties Russian forces suffered over the previous day. According to the report, Russia has also lost 7,196 tanks, 13,835 armored fighting vehicles, 15,618 vehicles and fuel tanks, 11,637 artillery systems, 1,046 multiple launch rocket systems, 760 air defense systems, 347 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 9,284 drones, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим, цими словами мудрості. Краще знати мало, чим багато, а не здало. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is better to know a little well than a lot poorly. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Just a reminder that the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos can be heard in the Vancouver listening area on CHLY 101.7 FM, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. If you miss our on-air or live stream broadcasts, you'll find the podcast link at our website, www.nashholos.com. And, of course, you can always find Nash Holos on your favorite podcast app. And in between broadcasts, make sure to keep in touch with us via our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and Instagram. Well, our time is up, so to take us to the end of our program, Molodzi from Winnipeg with Pizzicato Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening, and dobranich.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.